My name is Rere Kiambote.
I'm Tracy Tantia.
And this is our episode about friendship.
Friendship.
Friends forever.
Hashtag BFFs. I don't like this kind of stuff, but it's okay. Friendship.
Forever. Tracy, what makes us such good friends?
I think we've not been friends for so long. I think for 2 years now, something like that.
Yeah, maybe less.
Maybe less. That's so weird because I feel like I've known you for
forever.
Years. Oh my god, so corny. Yeah. I think that we have the similar background and upbringing. We both from our parents are from Congo. Mm. We've both studied in Dutch schools. We have the same similar values. Similar interest, and we uplift each other. We are very honest to each other. Now her hand was so annoyed at me when we started the podcast. She was like, stop doing that, do that. Like, okay. So we are not scared to tell each other the truth, and I think this is what makes us good friends. Yeah
I agree.
Oh, that's happy.
We have a good base of our friendship, like you said, the upbringing, background, and just how we go through life and how we appreciate each other and respect each other. Mm-hmm. And I think you're one of my closest friends, like even if you don't like the term BFF, like you're in that category, because I categorize my friends. Yes, I'm that person.
Look at her. I feel so blessed to be in a good category.
You have a good category. Like, I have normal friends, people who I I just met. And, you know, you can have this really good connection, a friendly connection. And those are just normal friends. Like, I can meet you in, like, now. And then we'll be talking for an hour and I'll consider you my friend. If we run into someone, I say, oh, this is my friend, la, 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 la. And then I have another category, which is BFF, more or less, yes. Those are people that I've known for a certain time, who we've been through some stuff, positive or negative, and that I know I can count on these people, and I want to know how you're doing, how you're feeling. Like, I want to be involved in your life. And then, last but not least, you have the category of day ones, the ultimate BFFs. You're between those two, actually.
Oh my god, I feel so blessed. Guys, oh, I'm so happy I'm not in the last category, the trash or something.
And those are people who I've known for several years, who I've been through the worst with, but also the best, and who know me by heart and won't judge me, don't criticize me unless it's like to make me a better person. And those are just people I know I can call at 4 a.m. if I need like $5,000 to... Why do I say dollars? Euros?
I'm not giving you $5,000.
That's why you're not in that category. You're between them two. I have friends who will do that for me.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't even know why I would need $5,000 at 4 a.m., but I know I have some people...
To pay bail when you get in jail or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, probably. Me and my crazy ass. So yeah, what kind of friends do you have?
I agree with you in some good friends and some people that you have known longer. I don't like have categories of my friends, for me, it's really easy to make new friends. I'm a very social person, and I also connect really easily with people. I'm not afraid to make new friends, I'm someone who is really, stable in my friendship. I have had friends for like 13 years now.
My God.
Yeah, I know. Like, a lot of my friends I've met in high school, college, and I've kept those friendships. Those are like my base, like the core of my friend, and they will always be there for me, no matter what. I know that, and then I have friends I've met recently, or like Ren, or through traveling. I travel a lot because traveling is one of my passions, and through traveling, I had the opportunity to meet so many nice people. They are not like my best friends, but I really connect with them on certain topics, and it's just fun to have those people in my life. And that's it. I think for me, I just vibe with people who are nice, of course, who are not, who I vibe, I think, with people who are authentic. Yeah. I don't like
real.
Yeah, I don't
100.
Like, yeah, I don't like people who fake. I like people who are authentic, who are not afraid to be themselves where they are, whenever they are. People who have the same interest with me, people who like to have deep discussions like this.
Yeah.
I really crave intimacy in the sense of I really crave to have long conversation about the world, about race, about gender, and about a movie that we've watched, and I vibe with those kind of people. But yeah, for me, I have, I have my core, like my best friends I've known for like so many years, but I'm certainly not afraid to make good friends. And I think for me, what is really difficult is just the time. That I'm a very busy person. Well, these days I've not been that busy.
She's busy.
But I'm a very busy person. And I think for me, it's not the quantity, but the quality.
Yeah.
Well, I cannot see a person for 2-3 months, even a year. And then when we see each other, we can have like this good conversation. And yeah, that's for me very important in friendship.
Yeah, I have my friends too. Since I moved to Brussels, I have my, you know, my day ones, they're still in Antwerp. And it's really hard to meet up and try to fix our calendars. And like you said, when you have this strong friendship, it doesn't matter if you don't, even if you don't talk for like 2 months, and start talking again, it's just like old days, and you know, you can still meet up and just be the same old person that you were before. But now with social media, it's so easy to stay in touch. So
yeah.
It doesn't feel like we're not connected anymore, but it's just a different connection.
Absolutely, but I think that sometimes it can be very superficial. Because
you not with me, because I'm 100.
Because you see things. I still like when people call me and ask me how I am instead of just checking
reacting.
Well, I know my good friends, they call me for sure, or they send me a text, hey, it's been a while, even if they see things that I post on social media. And what is for you good friendship? What is the definition for a good friendship of a good friendship for you?
To love me. No, but honestly, my motto in life, I have so many mottos. Keep listening to our podcast so you will hear one of them. My motto in life is to know me is to love me. If you know me, then, or you have two categories, you love me or you don't love me. You dislike me, whatever. Because I find for myself that I'm a very authentic person. I'm really real. Like, if I like you, I will tell you. If I appreciate you, I will tell you. I'm not like afraid to say those things, and if you bug me, I will tell you as well. But some people are really how to say that, they can't always express their feelings towards one another, especially if it's just friends, you know. With family it's different, or in love relationships. But for me, in friendship, it's also important to just say what you're feeling or what you're thinking, if it's positive or negative. So yeah, and a good friendship for me is to be honest, to be respectful, to be understanding of one's situation, so to have empathy. If a friend is going through something and they're acting out, it's normal for you as a friend to, you know, to get that. I think it's also important to have like people skills. Not many people have that. You know what I mean?
My mom say you can be smart, book smart, or street smart. Like,
I'm definitely street smart.
My mom always say it's good that you have good grades, but please be street smart. Like, no, and that's part also having this people skill. How do you deal with people?
Yeah,
that's very important.
Exactly.
Some people are not, I will not say socially capable to entertain a friendship, but it's more difficult for them.
Exactly. What else is important? So many things, but I think I've named the most important ones for me. And just to be loving. Yeah, to care for someone.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. For me, when I think about a good friendship, I think about a good communication, that you can just go to for advice. And for me, I don't go to advice to everyone. You have some people I can just go, okay, I need advice on this. I will go there. Like for me, for example, I don't have kids yet. And sometimes my friends who have kids, they come to me for advice. I say, look, I have this friend who has a child. You should connect. And it's true because those friends, they will know. They didn't know each other. But I said, look, this friend, they are all having a child at the same moment. Let me connect them.
Yeah.
Because I don't
want to... Start a mom group without you.
I don't want to be bothered with your kids. No, I do. But I think I just go to advice to people that I know, okay, on this topic, they can give me great advice. And that doesn't mean that I don't value the advice of my other friends. It's just... For me, what is very important is also not... to be hypocrite and speak about the back in the back of your friends. How do you say
of
that?
Of course.
Like gossiping behind. Yeah, I think that's really awful. And I think like if you are a friend who feel the necessity to always talk bad or even in a positive way about a friend instead of talking in the face, that's problematic for me.
What do you mean?
Yeah, if you want to compliment your friend, you should go and compliment the person. Don't go to another person like... Because maybe you're jealous and you don't want to compliment that person in the face. But you also have like, oh, and she did this and she did that. Like, no, if it's your friend, go to that person, talk with that person. If you know that person can be sensitive, don't tell that when there you have 20 people around and it can bruise the ego.
Exactly.
You can just go to the person, have a drink. Like, look, I didn't like when you said this, and then have a conversation. I think you can. There is nothing you can't solve. There is always a solution for everything. So good communication and not talking behind the back is very important for me. And I, like I said, I have had friends for so many years, and the few friends I don't have in my life, it's because of that. Mm. Because I can't deal with that. Yeah, listening to each other is important for me. Being respectful, forgiveness. I'm a very, very, very forgiving person.
Look how she wants to stress that she's very, very forgiving.
No, because I know people tell me that. Even my sister, she was like, why did you forgive that? Like, huh? Like, because I believe that we are not perfect and everyone makes mistakes. And if I should just like delete or cancel someone in my life like that because of one mistake, that's, you know, you have things that are unforgivable, but still... Yeah. You can always break up with each other on a respectful way. And then I think it's important also to be there when people have difficulties in their life, and also when it's positive. You have to have my friends. For me, it's important that they are my cheerleaders, but also that they can be there and give criticism when I do something wrong. I think that's very important for me in friendship. And also like. I think we talked about this. I think in one of our podcasts we were talking about dating. I think it's the next podcast, and not be friend with the idea of the person, because now you have Instagram, you have all these things like oh, she's cool and oh, she's social
and I want to be around her.
I want to be around her just because I don't.
That's like... what I hate on social media. Like people wanna like how do you say that? They want to be vultures on your vibes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't like that. You know,
like you know my social media. You don't know me.
Yeah, I'm absolutely. That person. And also, they just want to be a friend with you because at that moment you're popping.
Yeah, whatever.
You're on TV. You're famous, and they don't like the person.
We're not talking about ourselves, by the way.
No, well, you are the journalist. I'm not. I'm talking about you. I think that's important to really like the person for who they are, because you don't know the journey of the person. You never know. Like there is this saying in Congolese like that says that if someone is not dead, you cannot judge them yet. So
how do you say that in
I forgot but there is this thing like when if a person is not dead yet, you cannot judge that person.
Yeah.
So it's not because today I'm popular that tomorrow I will be.
Yeah.
It's not because today I'm not popular or I'm not successful that tomorrow I will not. So if you like the person really, you don't care about those things. You just like the person.
Exactly. And also I want to say, as I said before, to know me is to love me. People are not perfect, as you said. Mm-hmm. So, for example, for me, my friends know I'm always late. I'm that friend, I will say, I'm leaving in 5 minutes, but actually I'm just hopping in the shower right now, and I'll be there in an hour. So it's important also to not to let little things go. Like, if I come late, as usual... Like, don't let it be the first thing that you say to me, like, oh, you're late again. Like, you knew I was going to be late. Just anticipate. Be a good friend and anticipate. And also, if you know, like you said also earlier, that your friends are a little more sensitive, you should keep that in mind when you criticize them, well, in a building way, or you want to make a remark, or you want to say something to them, just be more thoughtful on how you bring those words. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but friendships are hard because you have good friendships, like we gave some examples of how to be a good friend, but you also have some friends who are very, very toxic. Mm. If I could play Britney Spears right now, I would do that.
I would be when you know that you're toxic, and I love what you do, but you know that you're toxic. Oh my God, Britney Spears is like...
She's a mood.
Yeah, she's a vibe. She's a whole vibe. I hope she's get better because I've seen that she has like this... mental health issues.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really like... She's an icon. I like Britney Spears.
Yeah, I love her too.
I love her. So, okay, when is a when is a friendship... Yeah, off top. I was thinking about her. I pray for her. Like, no, I really like...
You're a good friend. Yeah.
I also have a lot of friends in my head, like Britney. Beyonce is a friend in my head. Wendy Williams is a friend in my head. Like,
for me, it's just Rihanna. And Serena.
Serena is a friend in my head. Whatever. So, yeah. When is a friendship toxic for you?
A friendship is toxic when the person cannot be honest. Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, something about you bugs them, but they can't say it in your face. Mm-hmm. So they will start to be like passive-aggressive. That I hate when people do that. If you have something to say, just say it. You know me. Well, you're supposed to know me as a friend. You know I can take criticism. So if you don't like something, just tell me. Because if you start acting passive-aggressive, I will call you out on that and you won't like that. So for me, it's important to be able to talk up front. And if you can't do that, you're a toxic person in my life and I don't need your friendship. Mm-hmm. And also when someone doesn't value you.
Absolutely.
They don't value
they
your
don't value your worth.
They don't value your worth. Mm. They treat you like shit. No.
They treat you like dirt.
Yeah, but because sometimes as a friend, you tend to go through all the trouble to make a friend feel good when they're down or when, you know, even for stupid things like a birthday. Well, not stupid because birthdays are very, very important. If you know me, you know that. And then you have friends who are not appreciative. Like, they forget what you did for them. Mm-hmm. And that, for me, is also toxic. Because my mom always says, if you are mad at a person, just remember one good thing that they did for you. And that has helped me a lot to not take my friends for granted or to get mad about stupid stuff and letting things go. Mm-hmm. Choose your battles. I think in every kind of relationship, you have to choose your battles. And if something is bothering you, just say it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, be upfront. And what did I say? Oh yeah, and value your friendship. Value your friends.
For me, I think, when is a relationship toxic or a friendship toxic? That's an interesting question because...
you asked it.
Yeah. No, but because I was thinking, like, for me, when, like Ren said, when I don't feel valued, when I don't feel supported, but also when I have the feeling that my friends are, like, not happy with my success.
Those are not your friends.
Yeah, I know, and I know, but I've had the feelings the past years. And also... friends that always criticize you. Mm. When you do something positive, they will never say anything. Mm. But at the moment there is something negative or you misspelled something on Instagram, like or like
grammar Nazi, yeah, hashtag.
No, or maybe like they don't agree with how you formulated something, they come at you. Mm. But when you do positive things, they don't. That's weird. And you say that, like we were talking about, sometimes people can treat you like shit, but it's also because we allow them. And I, I'm a bit naive and nice, like my best friend Jean-Luc say always, like, you're so naive. And then he laughs, you know, Jean-Luc, and then he laughs so hard. Like, I've let in the past, and I'm 29 years old now, let people treat me like shit because I was like, you know what? I remember that day they did that one good thing for me. But I think it's not always a reason to keep a friendship because once that person did one positive thing and then all the other things is treating you like shit, at a certain point, if you feel bad, if you feel undervalued, if you feel like people, the people you call friends only come at you to criticize you, are not honest with you, you should end the friendship. And that is when it's toxic for me also. Also, don't be friends with people who say you are too much. That just means that you are not enough, that they are not enough for you.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah, like, I've noticed, like, because
I hear that all the time.
No, it's true. No, you have sometimes, it's true that sometimes you have to check. I always check myself, and we had this conversation this morning, and I was saying, did I did something wrong?
Yeah.
Because I want to know if I did something wrong. I want to apologize. It's important. But sometimes people will always say, oh, she's too much. Oh, no, 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 no. No, they are just not enough for you. And they cannot handle your greatness or the person that you are. So,
amen.
Like, then it's important to, like, break this friendship.
Yes.
And it can become, for me, like, I had some friendships, like, that were so toxic that I was always questioning myself.
Yeah.
And if I was not, that I was not good enough, or maybe I was too much.
Mm.
And a good friendship should never make yourself question yourself and your intentions.
That's true.
So, yeah.
No. But how do you break up a friendship?
Well,
like, can you just say, look, I'm done.
Yeah. Bye. Well, I think for me, it's important to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're adults, for me, I don't like the ghosting thing. I also don't like that in friendships, that you just disappear on someone. I had recently said to a friend, like, look, after years of that person and that group treating me like shit in my eyes, like, all the things that I've mentioned, like, talking behind the back, not supportive, yeah. And only time that it's support, it's and not supporting me in public also. Mm. It's very important with the social media thing. You have your friends that will never support you in public. It's most of the time it's because they talk shit behind your back, because they don't want other people to see, oh, you said something positive. So yeah, I had this thing, like, always trashing me, and I had, like, look, at a certain point, like, I can, this friendship, it's not for me.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, oh, let me ignore this. I will not talk with her, and I will let it, like,
fade away.
But I think that when you have, like, a long friendship for 10 years, I think we were friends for 10 years with that girl, it's not okay to let things fade away. Mm. So when she texted me, like, hey, it's been a long time, I didn't hear from you. I said, like, look, because I think your gut tells you, I think her gut told her, like, oh, there is something wrong, Tracy. Mm. And then I took, like, look, this friendship, it's not what it is for me. And I said to her, like, if you want to, it was on through text, I said to her, if you want to talk to me about it, that we see each other, yeah, I'm here. But she didn't
reach out.
So for me, it's not, we are not enemies, but for me, it's just not, I don't consider her my friend anymore. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. I think I agree with the conversation thing, because I'm always about open communication. Me recently, well, several years ago, 2 years ago or something, I had a best friend. And the thing is, you know, I did a lot for her, I think. And I was always there for her when she went through a horrible breakup, blah, 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 blah. I was the first person to see her. But then I realized, after moving to Brussels, because distance always, it gives you clarity. Mm-hmm. Then you know who are your day ones, let me tell you. And I just saw that there's this distance between us, and when I would see her, it was more like a superficial friendship. Like, we didn't talk about things that really mattered, you know, about our families or what we were going through. And it was just really, really, really superficial. And then for me, I just thought, you know what, in this moment in my life, I don't need a friendship like this. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes you have these friends where you can call up and be like, hey, let's go out for drinks, mm-hmm. and then just get trashed. Or, hey, I want to have a deep conversation. You know, you just have, like, certain people, mm-hmm. in your contact list, you know, okay, mm-hmm. that person is there for that. That is for this. And with her, it was more like, your friendship is not worthless, but it doesn't give me anything more. It doesn't add value to mm-hmm. my life. And it was always hard to try to meet up. And it was always like, oh, can you meet then? No. Okay. And then 3 months later, you know, it was just a whole hassle. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, okay, let's end this. But we never broke it off. We never really talked about it. It just, like, faded away.
Yeah, I think there is a difference between friendship that fade away and when you really say, I'm done. Like, yeah. For me, I have...
But I also said to myself, I'm done, and that's why I'm not reaching out anymore.
Ah, Yeah, but like I said, for me, I value more a conversation when it's a long friendship.
Yeah.
And I have like friendship that faded away, but if I see the person, there will be no animosity, there will be no hate. They will just like be, hey, it's been a long time and talking. And I think that's a difference. And also, I totally understand with what she said. And I think there is a difference between being liked and being valued. Mm. And I think we all, I've learned not to seek validation from my friends because I have...
You don't?
No, because I know who I am and I know what I stand for. But it's always nice, like, to have this confirmation about some certain things when your friends say that.
Yeah. I don't agree because me, like, my day ones are my family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important for me to know that they have a certain opinion of me that is positive. And it's important for me also, vice versa, to from time to time to tell them or to hear from them why they like me and how much we appreciate each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we, if we talk, we say we love each other, like, every single time. So, mm-hmm. I don't know, for me, that's my type of friendship. I'm just that friend. Like, I will say I love you 5 times a day,
mm-hmm.
even when I'm not drunk.
So. Yeah. I'm not like the hugging type of person.
Doesn't like hugs. First time I tried to hug her, she looked at me. I was like, "What's wrong?" She's like, "I don't like hugs." I'm like, "Are you serious?"
I'm so awkward. Like, I don't like hugs. I'm not gonna say I love you 10 times a day. I don't do that. I'm so like direct. I don't know. There is nothing wrong with me. It's just who I am. I'm not like them. I'm not like the Dutch. I also hate when people do PDA on public places. I just don't like that. That's me. I just think it's my Congolese parents. Like, they are so not conservative, but you know, they don't show affection that much. Maybe because I grew up like that, but I just don't like that.
But like, even not a little peck. Like,
no, I don't do that in public. Even holding hands is difficult for me.
Huh?
Yeah.
Thank you. We're off topic again. Excuse us.
Like, when you... My question was, like, when you end a friendship, how do you get over it? Because it's like you break up with your significant other, like... And you know what? With relationship and marriage and all, you have, like, these contracts and all this stuff. You know, but you know, like... A marriage is like a contract, huh?
Mm.
You know what to expect. You know what you have to do when you break up. Like, also a long-time relationship, you have certain arrangements. But with a friendship, it's totally different, huh?
Yeah, okay.
So, how do you get over it?
How do you get over a friendship? That's a good question. I think to remember the good times that you had. And to try to accept the fact that people change or don't change.
Mm-hmm.
Just always think there are worse things in life. Mm-hmm. That's what I tell myself. There are worse things in life. And to be friends forever,
mm-hmm.
like you said, you have friendships who lasted 13 years. My longest friendships are... I had 13 as well. But like, it doesn't even feel like 13 because I feel like... we are still getting to know each other on a daily, but it also feels like we've been friends forever. So I don't even know what I'm saying, but being friends forever is very rare. And that's something we have to acknowledge because it's not,
a certainty.
Yeah. It's not a certainty to always have a certain person in your life because like I said, you change for the better or for the worse, your lives change, you meet new people, you get into new jobs, you get all these
impulses. You move in another country.
Exactly. All these impulses that change you and affect you. And if someone is willing to be in your life, it's actually like a relationship. You choose to be in someone's life and to go through all those changes.
But you know what? What I think also, it's like, what is the base of your friendship? And the base of your friendship defines how your friendship is. Yeah, love, admiration, respect, good. And if you have a good friendship base, even if you don't talk to each other for a year or you change, changing, like, getting married, having kids, moving from country should not change your friendships.
No.
You know, it will maybe change the dynamics of your friendship, but your friends will always be there.
Mm.
If it's a good base, if you like each other for the person that you were. Like, most of my friends are... Well, I have a big group of friends who are married, who have kids. We don't see each other that much just because, like, when you have kids, it's... impossible. An all different story. I see that and I admire that, to be honest, all these mommies out there. and daddies. But we see each other less, but it doesn't mean that the friendship changed, you see? Because I know some people say like, oh, now I'm married, I can only hang out with married girls. That's not true. You can have single friends and still be good friends. It's true that you will maybe seek more advice to those married girls, and for some things you will go to those person, but you cannot say like, oh no, I'm married, or no, I have kids, I cannot stay with those friends. If your base, the base of your friendship was good, was valid, it will go on, I think.
Yeah.
And when we were talking about how to get over our friendship, I think it's very painful. For me personally, it's something that is very painful, because if I'm friends with someone very close, I really value the friendship, and I'm like, I want to be there when you get married, I want to be there when you have kids, I want to be there to celebrate you when you buy a house, I want to be there if you have a problem, I want to...
Or if you have a divorce party. Yeah,
divorce party. Like, I want to just be there at every milestone of your life, and for me it's very painful, but it's important sometimes to let go. It's part of self-care, and I think you should not feel bad to cut someone off that give you the scissors to cut you off.
Explain.
Like, in the sense of, if someone just treated you bad for so long,
yeah,
and then that's like handing you the scissors,
okay,
and then you take it and you get it off, it's like the person give you the incentive to get it, to break the friendship.
The string cord.
Yeah, so I think that's something that is important for me. But I think you should, self-care is important, and it's better to have like a small group of good friends that a lot of friends that actually don't bring value to your life.
Yeah, and when one friendship door closes, another one opens. More room for other friends.
Well, if you see it like that, I don't know if I see it like that. I think, well, for me, I don't like the term best friends, because I don't see myself with just one friend all the time.
I feel this podcast is so weird, because it feels like we're talking about relationship, love relationships, and friendship relationships at the same time.
No, but okay. I don't like just the term best friend.
Yeah.
But I consider like my sister my best friend, because
okay. she's been there from day one.
Yeah, like, that's day one, and I know that I'm a Christian, and I always knew that like everyone can disappoint you except God. And okay. I know it's so spiritual, but I really believe that. And sometimes if people, this is why I'm also very forgiving, because I remember we're all humans, and that's important also, I think.
Okay. Well, do you have more male or female friends?
I think I have more female friends, but I have very good male friends. Like, very, very good. I have really deep and good conversation with them.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, but do you think you can have a male best friend? That's something else.
I think you can, but I think it's tricky when you get into a love relationship. And I don't know if this is gonna sound sexist or whatever, but if you're both heterosexual and you get into a relationship, and then you have a male best friend, I just find that weird. For me, I wouldn't like that my partner in life would have a best friend that is female. Because I would just feel uncomfortable. Maybe that's just my own insecurity, but what is... Like, she's a female, I'm a female, okay, everyone is different. But when you're together with someone, you really commit to that person, then that person is your go-to person for almost everything.
That's true.
Unless you're organizing a surprise party for me, I don't know why you wouldn't tell me shit. You know what I mean?
I agree. Like, for me, I have male friends, but let's be clear, we are two hetero women. So I don't know the dynamics in other couples, non-hetero couples, how it is. But my sister is my best friend. But for me, it's difficult to have a male best friend, or that my partner has a female best friend, because I'm like, what is my added value?
Yeah.
Because I crave intimacy. I want my partner to tell me everything.
Everything.
And to communicate for me. So for me, it will be weird to have a partner that has a female best friend. For me personally. I don't think friendships between male and female, or people of the opposite sex, is not... I don't think that's an utopia. That's how do you say it? I don't think it's not possible. But I think like there is a difference between just being a friend and being a best friend. My partner is my best friend, but I can have good male friends. What did we learn?
What did we learn? One, friendships are hard.
Friendships are hard.
That's not a song.
I'm just making one.
Okay. Second, respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Mm-hmm.
Honesty, value,
mm-hmm.
to be valued, to show that the person is valued. And of course, love. What else? I have five.
What is a good friendship also? For me, I will say, don't be afraid to cut off friends that doesn't make you feel right. And I think it's very hard. It's like breaking up. Huh? It's very hard. But if you feel like that some friendship doesn't add you value in your life, that some friendship makes you feel miserable, that you're not respected, and you think like, oh, we've been friends with this person for so many years, but and he or she did that one thing for me.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to let it go, and always, like, for me, it's important. For me personally, it's important to have a conversation about it and just like put it to rest that you don't go out like for enemies. But if it's not possible, just let it go.
No, don't hang on to people just because you've known them for so long.
Absolutely.
It's no use for either one of you.
Mm-hmm. And like when we talk from our experiences. I'm sure that as older as you get and different experience that you have in life, it can be different. And everyone defines friendships in another way.
Exactly.
This is how we define it. And I'm sure we are going to learn so much more because I'm 29. And yeah, I have a hopefully a life in front of me. And maybe I'm going to learn.
What are you talking about? Sorry, I can't wait to go.
I have a long life in front of me, and I will learn more about friendship. It will change, and I for me, it's important to have a good basis, and yeah, that's it.
Yeah, basically. And just be 100,
mm-hmm.
like that emoji, just 100.
Hashtag.
Yeah, yeah, talks 100.
Hashtag BFF.
Yes. Yay, you said BFF.
Yeah, well, I just hashtags. Like, I'm like, this is the hashtag that people use, BFF. I don't like, whatever.
Whatever.
You get me. I think people get me. When you listen to this, you get me. I'm someone who is not complicated, who likes simple things in life. Mm. And simple friendship with less drama.
Mm-hmm.
No drama.
Quantity.
Quality. Quality instead of quantity. And also, with the social media age, don't only follow your friend on social media. Call them, check them, ask them how they are. That's
support them. Support not only them. On social media.
Yeah, not
go
only
to their
life.
Parties.
It's important to support also on social, but
yeah.
also support the people behind the people.
Buy their books.
Yeah, buy their books.
if they write, buy their
like,
books.
This is important too.
Yeah. So if you have any suggestions on how to be a good friend, or you want to tell us some stories about how you ended a friendship or how you are so close to your BFF, please let us know in the comments, and or you can send us a direct message, slide in those DMs, and let's chat.
Mm-hmm. We are here to have a conversation, and I hope this conversation will continue.
Of course, it will.
Of course it will. Well, okay, if you're so confident.
Okay, thank you all for listening. This was Yaya Talks. Talk to you later.
Bye.